Well, I want to welcome you in as we begin this 21-day journey of fasting and praying. You know, several years ago, I read a book by another pastor, Jensen Franklin, and he made the statement that fasting is a time for feasting on the Word of God. And so on this 21 days, in this 21 days, as we're fasting and praying, in our time together each day, we're going to feast on the Word of God. And over the next 21 days, we're going to walk together through the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119. Now, I set up this fast on Sunday by walking through the first 8 verses of Psalm 119. And today, we're going to continue by walking through verses 9 through 16. Now, while Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, it's also an acrostic psalm, meaning it's divided into 22 stanzas of 8 verses, one for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And what's cool is that if you were to read through this in the Hebrew, you would find that inside each stanza, every verse begins with the same Hebrew letter. Now, I know you thought Pastor Cal came up with acrostics, but before him, it was the psalmist. But what's also interesting about Psalm 119, and you'll notice this as you're reading through it, is that almost every verse has some reference to God's Word. In fact, there are 8 synonyms for God's use that are used heavily throughout. Words like commands, decrees, judgments, promises, testimonies, and others. And so this week, we're going to explore 7 of those 8 terms, and in the process, come to a greater understanding of what God's Word is. So today, we're going to read through verses 9 through 16. And like I mentioned, this is an acrostic psalm. So this group of verses start with the Hebrew letter Bet. So let's start by reading through Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. It reads, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." Now, there is so much we could say about this passage, but in our time today, I want to draw your attention to verse 16. I want you to look at what it says again. "I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." So here the psalmist likens scripture to decrees. And in the Hebrew, that word is hukah. And it carries the idea of something being engraved in stone. It speaks to the idea that God's word is kind of like being written in stone. And when we use the term written in stone, what do we mean by that? We mean that whatever we are talking about is not going to change. And it's the same with God's word. It's been written in stone and it does not change. And I want you to notice that when speaking about God's decrees, the psalmist says, "I delight in your decrees." So not only is he complying with God, with what God has said, but he's enthusiastic about it. He's energized to follow the Lord's decrees. It brings him joy. And so at the outset of this fast, I want to ask you, do you have the same joy or delight in following the Lord? Are you enthusiastic about chasing after God? Or have you lost some of your spiritual momentum? Maybe another question would be is, how full is the tank of your passion for God? Is it 3/4, 1/2, sitting on empty? The truth is, all of us experience times where our passion wanes and we feel spiritually dull. And in those times, one of the quickest ways to regain your edge spiritually or to refill your tank, your passion tank, is to lean into the Lord through prayer and fasting. Fasting has a way of stripping away everything that saps our passion for God. And so at the outset of this fast, I want to encourage you to do 2 things. Number one, spend some time in reflection this morning and ask the Holy Spirit to help you identify where it was that your passion started to wane. Was there a place where your communication with God became a lower priority? Was it because you achieved something you were aiming for and you've been coasting ever since? Where was it that you started to lose your edge spiritually? Spend some time in reflection on that. And then number 2, cry out to God and ask Him to restore any spiritual passion you have lost. A great prayer for this is found in Psalm 51 and verse 12, which says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." In other words, restore the fire that I had and the joy I had when I first turned my life over to you, Lord, and give me a willing spirit, a desire that wants to follow your commands. That's a prayer that God will answer every time. And as you do that today, know that I am praying for you. And remember, when God's word becomes our delight, it will be a blessed year. Have a great day. I'll see you back tomorrow.